This is the reading for June 14th, Job chapter 15. Then Eliphaz the Temanite answered, "A wise person would not answer with empty words or fill his stomach with a hot east wind. He would not argue with useless words or make speeches that have no value. But you even destroy respect for God and limit the worship of Him. Your sin teaches your mouth what to say. You use words to trick others. It is your own mouth, not mine, that shows you are wicked. Your own lips testify against you. You are not the first man ever born. You are not older than the hills. You did not listen in on God's secret counsel. But you limit wisdom to yourself. You don't know any more than we know. You don't understand any more than we understand. Only people with gray hair are on our side. They are even older than your father. Is the comfort God gives you not enough for you, even when words are spoken gently to you? Has your heart carried you away from God? Why do your eyes flash with anger? Why do you speak out your anger against God? Why do these words pour out of your mouth? How can anyone be pure? How can someone born to a woman be good? God places no trust in His holy ones, and even the heavens are not pure in His eyes. How much less pure is one who is terrible and rotten and drinks up evil as if it were water? Listen to me, and I will tell you about it. I will tell you what I have seen. These are things wise men have told. Their fathers told them, and they have hidden nothing. The land was given to their fathers only, and no foreigner lived among them. The wicked suffer pain all their lives. The cruel suffer during all the years saved up for them. Terrible sounds fill their ears, and when things seem to be going well, robbers attack them. Evil people give up trying to escape from the darkness. It has been decided that they will die by the sword. They wander around and will become food for vultures. They know darkness will soon come. Worry and suffering terrify them. They overwhelm them like a king ready to attack, because they shake their fists at God and try to get their own way against the Almighty. They stubbornly charge at God with thick, strong shields. Although the faces of the wicked are thick with fat, and their bellies are fat with flesh, they will live in towns that are ruined, in houses where no one lives, which are crumbling into ruins. The wicked will no longer get rich, and the riches they have will not last. The things they own will no longer spread over the land. They will not escape the darkness. A flame will dry up their branches. God's breath will carry the wicked away. The wicked should not fool themselves by trusting what is useless. If they do, they will get nothing in return. Their branches will dry up before they finish growing and will never turn green. They will be like a vine whose grapes are pulled off before they are ripe, like an olive tree that loses its blossoms. People without God can produce nothing. Fire will destroy the tents of those who take money to do evil, who plan trouble and give birth to evil, whose hearts plan ways to trick others. 2 Kings chapter 13. Jehoahaz son of Jehu became king over Israel and Samaria during the 23rd year Joash son of Ahaziah was king of Judah. Jehoahaz ruled 17 years, and he did what the Lord said was wrong. Jehoahaz did the same sins Jeroboam son of Nebat had done. Jeroboam had led Israel to sin, and Jehoahaz did not stop doing these same sins. So the Lord was angry with Israel and handed them over to Hazael, king of Aram, and his son Ben-Hadad for a long time. Then Jehoahaz begged the Lord, and the Lord listened to him. The Lord had seen the troubles of Israel. He saw how terribly the king of Aram was treating them. He gave Israel a man to save them, and they escaped from the Arameans. The Israelites then lived in their own homes as they had before, but they still did not stop doing the same sins that the family of Jeroboam had done. He had led Israel to sin, and they continued doing those sins. The Asherah idol also was left standing in Samaria. Nothing was left of Jehoahaz's army except 50 horsemen, 10 chariots, and 10,000 foot soldiers. The king of Aram had destroyed them and made them like chaff. Everything else Jehoahaz did and all his victories are written in the book of the history of the kings of Israel. Jehoahaz died and was buried in Samaria, and his son Jehoash became king in his place. Jehoash, son of Jehoahaz, became king of Israel in Samaria during Joash's 37th year as king of Judah. Jehoash ruled 16 years, and he did what the Lord said was wrong. He did not stop doing the same sins Jeroboam, son of Nebat, had done. Jeroboam had led Israel to sin, and Jehoash continued to do the same thing. Everything else he did and all his victories, including his war against Amaziah, king of Judah, are written in the book of the history of the kings of Israel. Jehoash died, and Jeroboam took his place on the throne. Jehoash was buried in Samaria with the kings of Israel. At this time, Elisha became sick. Before he died, Jehoash, king of Israel, went to Elisha and cried for him. Jehoash said, my father, the chariots of Israel and their horsemen. Elisha said to Jehoash, take a bow and arrows. So he took a bow and arrows. Then Elisha said to him, put your hand on the bow. So Jehoash put his hand on the bow. Then Elisha put his hands on the king's hands. Elisha said, open the east window. So Jehoash opened the window. Then Elisha said, shoot, and Jehoash shot. Elisha said, the Lord's arrow of victory over Aram. You will defeat the Arameans at Aphek until you destroy them. Elisha said, take the arrows. So Jehoash took them. Then Elisha said to him, strike the ground. So Jehoash struck the ground 3 times and stopped. The man of God was angry with him. You should have struck 5 or 6 times, Elisha said. Then you would have struck Aram until you had completely destroyed it. But now you will defeat it only 3 times. Then Elisha died and was buried. At that time, groups of Moabites would rob the land in the springtime. Once, as some Israelites were burying a man, suddenly they saw a group of Moabites coming. The Israelites threw the dead man into Elisha's grave. When the man touched Elisha's bones, the man came back to life and stood on his feet. During all the days Jehoahaz was king, Hazael, king of Aram, troubled Israel. But the Lord was kind to the Israelites. He had mercy on them and helped them because of his agreement with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. To this day, he has never wanted to destroy them or reject them. When Hazael, king of Aram, died, his son Ben-Hadad became king in his place. During a war, Hazael had taken some cities from Jehoash's father. Now Jehoash took back those cities from Hazael's son Ben-Hadad. He defeated Ben-Hadad 3 times and took back the cities of Israel. 2 Kings chapter 14. Amaziah, son of Joash, became king of Judah during the 2nd year Jehoash, son of Jehoahaz, was king of Israel. Amaziah was 25 years old when he became king, and he ruled 29 years in Jerusalem. His mother was named Jehoiada, and she was from Jerusalem. Amaziah did what the Lord said was right. He did everything his father Joash had done, but he did not do as his ancestor David had done. The places where gods were worshipped were not removed, so the people still sacrificed and burned incense there. As soon as Amaziah took control of the kingdom, he executed the officers who had murdered his father the king. But he did not put to death the children of the murderers because of the rule written in the book of the teachings of Moses. The Lord had commanded, parents must not be put to death when their children do wrong, and children must not be put to death when their parents do wrong. Each must die for his own sins. In battle, Amaziah killed 10,000 Edomites in the Valley of Salt. He also took the city of Selah. He called it Jokthiel, as it is still called today. Amaziah sent messengers to Jehoash, son of Jehoahaz, the son of Jehu, king of Israel. They said, come, let's meet face to face. Then Jehoash, king of Israel, answered Amaziah, king of Judah. A thorn bush in Lebanon sent a message to a cedar tree in Lebanon. It said, let your daughter marry my son. Then a wild animal from Lebanon came by, walking on and crushing the thorn bush. You have defeated Edom, but you have become proud. Stay at home and brag. Don't ask for trouble, or you and Judah will be defeated. But Amaziah would not listen, so Jehoash, king of Israel, went to attack. He and Amaziah, king of Judah, faced each other in battle at Beth Shemesh in Judah. Israel defeated Judah, and every man of Judah ran away to his home. At Beth Shemesh, Jehoash, king of Israel, captured Amaziah, king of Judah. Amaziah was the son of Joash, who was the son of Ahaziah. Jehoash went up to Jerusalem and broke down the wall of Jerusalem from the gate of Ephraim to the corner gate, which was about 600 feet. He took all the gold and silver and all the utensils in the temple of the Lord, and he took the treasuries of the palace and some hostages. Then he returned to Samaria. The other acts of Jehoash and his victories, including his war against Amaziah, king of Judah, are written in the book of the history of the kings of Israel. Jehoash died and was buried in Samaria with the kings of Israel, and his son Jeroboam became king in his place. Amaziah, son of Joash, the king of Judah, lived 15 years after the death of Jehoash, son of Jehoahaz, the king of Israel. The other things Amaziah did are written in the book of the history of the kings of Judah. The people in Jerusalem made plans against him, so he ran away to the town of Lachish. But they sent men after him to Lachish and killed him. They brought his body back on horses, and he was buried with his ancestors in Jerusalem in the city of David. Then all the people of Judah made Uzziah king in place of his father Amaziah. Uzziah was 16 years old. He rebuilt the town of Elath and made it part of Judah again after Amaziah died. Jeroboam, son of Jehoash, became king of Israel in Samaria during the 15th year Amaziah was king of Judah. Amaziah was the son of Joash. Jeroboam ruled 41 years, and he did what the Lord said was wrong. Jeroboam, son of Nebat, had led Israel to sin, and Jeroboam, son of Jehoash, did not stop doing the same sins. Jeroboam won back Israel's border from Lebo Hamath to the Dead Sea. This happened as the Lord, the God of Israel, had said through his servant Jonah, son of Amittai, the prophet from Gath Hepher. The Lord had seen how the Israelites, both slave and free, were suffering terribly. No one was left who could help Israel. The Lord had not said he would completely destroy Israel from the world, so he saved the Israelites through Jeroboam, son of Jehoash. Everything else Jeroboam did is written down, all his victories and how he won back from Judah the towns of Damascus and Hamath for Israel. All this is written in the book of the history of the kings of Israel. Jeroboam died and was buried with his ancestors, the kings of Israel. Jeroboam's son, Zechariah, became king in his place.
The Book of Acts.
My name is Luke. I wrote this book to supplement my earlier story about the life of Jesus and his works on earth. I had personal contact with Christians while I was in Palestine and as I traveled with Paul on his journeys. This book focuses on how the good news of Jesus spread throughout the world.
Chapter 1.
In my first book, Theophilus, I wrote about what Jesus began to do and teach. This included everything from the beginning of his life until the day he was taken to heaven. Before he was taken to heaven, he gave instructions through the Holy Spirit to the apostles whom he had chosen. After his death, Jesus showed the apostles a lot of convincing evidence that he was alive. For 40 days, he appeared to them and talked with them about the kingdom of God. Once, while he was meeting with them, he ordered them not to leave Jerusalem, but to wait there for what the Father had promised. Jesus said to them, "I've told you what the Father promises. John baptized with water, but in a few days you will be baptized by the Holy Spirit." So when the apostles came together, they asked him, "Lord, is this the time when you're going to restore the kingdom to Israel?" Jesus told them, "You don't need to know about times or periods that the Father has determined by his own authority, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes to you. Then you will be my witnesses to testify about me in Jerusalem, throughout Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth." After he had said this, he was taken to heaven. A cloud hid him so that they could no longer see him. They were staring into the sky as he departed. Suddenly, two men in white clothes stood near them. They asked, "Why are you men from Galilee standing here looking at the sky? Jesus, who was taken from you to heaven, will come back in the same way that you saw him go to heaven." Then they returned to Jerusalem from the mountain called the Mount of Olives. It is near Jerusalem, about half a mile away. When they came into the city, Peter, John, James, Andrew, Philip, Thomas, Bartholomew, Matthew, James, son of Alphaeus, Simon the Zealot, and Judas, son of James, went to the second-story room where they were staying. The apostles had a single purpose as they devoted themselves to prayer. They were joined by some women, including Mary, the mother of Jesus, and they were joined by his brothers. At a time when about 120 disciples had gathered together, Peter got up and spoke to them. He said, "Brothers, what the Holy Spirit predicted through David in Scripture about Judas had to come true. Judas led the men to arrest Jesus. He had been one of us and had been given an active role in this ministry. With the money he received from the wrong he had done, he bought a piece of land where he fell head first to his death. His body split open and all his internal organs came out. Everyone living in Jerusalem knows about this. They even call that piece of land Akeldama, which means field of blood in their dialect. You've read in Psalms, 'Let his home be deserted and let no one live there,' and 'Let someone else take his position.' Therefore, someone must be added to our number to serve with us as a witness that Jesus came back to life. He must be one of the men who accompanied Jesus with us the entire time that the Lord Jesus was among us. This person must have been with us from the time that John was baptizing people to the day that Jesus was taken from us." The disciples determined that two men were qualified. These men were Joseph, who was called Barsabbas and was also known as Justice, and Matthias. Then they prayed, "Lord, you know everyone's thoughts. Show us which of these two you have chosen. Show us who is to take the place of Judas as an apostle, since Judas abandoned his position to go to the place where he belongs." They drew names to choose an apostle. Matthias was chosen and joined the 11 apostles.